The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. There was no fix for the U.S. Postal Service's financial woes. If anything, they got worse when the agency defaulted on $2.5 billion payments to a benefits fund. And with Congress deadlocked over other problems, it's not known when anything will be done. The Postal Service's Board of Governors vetoed putting living people on U.S. stamps. A few months later, apparently unrelated, former Postal Service cycling star Lance Armstrong was stripped of all his medals for doping. It was revealed a well-known and liked collector had embezzled money from an organization. He paid it back, but the shockwaves are still spreading. The Postal Service issued a set of Lady Bird Johnson stamps, apparently under political pressure. It also took out a $5 million contract with a PR firm to publicize 10 stamps in 2013 and began producing two $54 collectibles for every commemorative issue. Britain's Royal Mail commemorated 50 years of James Bond movies and Queen Elizabeth's Diamond Jubilee. No word on which sold better, but we can guess. And every British Olympic gold medal. And Israel and Gibraltar had a disagreement about a stamp design that showed a site in a disputed territory, East Jerusalem, and canceled a joint issue. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to weigh in on what you think were the big stamp stories of 2012, visit virtualstampclub.com.